listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
I love these guys. Don't you? Come on, let's welcome these guys again. John, you're an amazing man of God. I want you, church, to welcome John as he opens his heart.
That's glad to have the mayor of Aberdeen here. And also, Gideon's Bible man. He came to Tola, our pastor down there. I remember him. And our church gladly supported him. And good to see you again. I remember you. We were down there 4 years. And I remember preaching the gospel. And we had unsaved people in the church, Native Americans. That's what I am, Quinault Indian. And several people got saved the first week. And I took off running to the office to bring back Bibles for them. And I remember going into the office, and I jumped up in the air and clicked my heels. I was so excited. I danced a little. You don't know, but someone else danced also. His name was Jesus. He danced in the Spirit. He really did when he rejoiced. And I don't know if I should say this or not, but we keep singing that song, "Send Down the Rain, Lord." It's like a prophecy, and we don't get no sunshine. Lord, send down the sunshine. We just got back a week and a half ago from Parker, Arizona Indian Reservation. And there's a mighty man of God, full-blooded Indian. He used to be a tank commander, and I told him, well, I was a tank driver and a gunner. We're in a good group here, but now we're in the same army, and we're armed and dangerous. Hallelujah. We're armed and dangerous. Devil, don't come around us. Amen. And we were over there for doing services in a tent, and it was 100 degrees. And Spirit of God came down in that tent and moved, and they were so hungry. They were so open for the gospel. And a miracle happened. This never happened to me before. There were several things that happened supernaturally, but there are two things that really happened. One was never happened, but it's kind of funny. God has a sense of humor. And I don't know how to say this, but we had a minor explosion around the tent. You're going to be shocked. And what happened was the Spirit of God led me out to a man and says, you have a problem down low. I don't know what it is, but you have a problem down low. And then the Spirit of God says, there's a serious problem here. And so I laid my hands on him, and that was it. He embarrassingly got up and testified. He was constipated for 8 days. I hope he's not watching this because they're into our ministry. And he began to get really scared because he was going to go to the doctor. Now, this man is a laborer for Christ. He goes up and down South Dakota, Arizona, and all over the place in that area, California, setting up a tent that seats 300. People are getting saved and healed and delivered all over that land on those Indian reservations. This is why he's worried, because he thought the devil was shutting him down. And he was so concerned. And I prayed for him and just believed God for a miracle. And then God gave him a word of encouragement. I believe in prophecy. It's the Spirit of the Lord. I don't ask you what your problem is and prophesy over you. God don't work that way. It's going on a lot in churches today. But anyway, I talked with him and prayed with him. And 1 o'clock in the morning, he says, I had a release. And when I seen him, I said, well, by the way, he had a very unusual name, which means authority and power. His name is Pastor Key. He had a key. And he says, John, he says, the Lord heal me. I don't have to go to the doctor. And he gave me the biggest hug. And I called him yesterday, and he is doing just great. He is doing just great. The other miracle, there's so many happened, but the other one was there was an Indian lady sitting there, and she had quite a few kids, I guess. But she was in a lot of pain. And I know, you can see the pain on her face. I mean, anybody could see that. And she had in her spine and in her back, it was just like ruptured. I mean, she was in so much pain, could hardly come into the building, could hardly stand up. And I didn't know it, but I kind of noticed there was a pain on her face. I said, who's that has a spinal injury or a bad back? And well, she got up painfully and came up to the front. And she was really stiff. And I prayed for her, and she bent over, and the Lord completely healed her. She's totally set free. She came the next few nights just rejoicing. So I just want to let you know what's going on a little bit, but I need to get into the Word, praise God, because I don't want you to leave without the Word of God, amen? So I was just kidding when I says, send the rain, Lord. I'm just kidding. Because I do want him to send the rain. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your presence. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. We just thank you for your people, your born-again people here today, Father. They are hungry. They are open, Lord. And you're raising up an army. You're raising up a people, God, to spread the word, to get the gospel out, Lord. And I believe this is a season, God, where we're going to receive the harvest, Father. It's rained long enough, Lord. We've planted long enough, Lord. I believe there's an explosion of the harvest coming, Lord, on this harbor, Father. And this is where we warfare. This is where we're at, Lord, all the way from Tohola, God, all the way to Elma, all the way to Cosmopolis, all over, Lord. I believe it's time, Father, and I agree with your word. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And it's happening right now, Father. And I pray for everyone here today, Lord. God, that there'll be an anointing, a release upon them, Father. And God, there'll be such an explosion of your glory that we can't be quiet. We can't stand still, Lord. But God, we're going to have to get up and get out there and get it done in the name of Jesus. And I believe you're going to do it, Lord. And I thank and I praise you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read this chapter and explain a little bit about this chapter in Psalms 126. This is a prophetic message. We can put Grays Harbor right into the center of this chapter. And that's what I feel like the Lord is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Paul says, Paul planted and Apollos watered, but who gave the increase? It's going to be the work of God. And get ready, amen, get ready, because souls are going to come in, hallelujah. I believe with all my heart, mind, and soul, amen. So I'm going to read that chapter, if you'll read with me, Psalms 126, praise God. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, let's say Grays Harbor. The Lord, this harbor has been in captivity to witchcraft, alcohol, and all kinds of drugs and all kinds of darkness. This harbor has been bound and held captive by the devil. But it's time for the devil to take his hands off this harbor. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. I don't know if you want to get involved in this, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be warfare, demonic attacks. But you know something? The child of God must rise up and obey the Lord. God says, who can I send? Amen. Who will go for me? God is looking for a man and a woman that will arise and hear the voice of the Lord and go forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's who he's looking for. Praise God. And I want to encourage you. Amen. We were like those who dream. Hallelujah. Now, 1992, when I pastored on this harbor, we had an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. For Saturday night, we'd come and pray for an hour. We'd send them out two by two all over the city of Aberdeen. You say, how'd you fill your church up? They were bringing in the sheaves. Amen. We watered and planted, and God brought in the increase. Praise God. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Our mouth was filled with laughter. We've been sad too long. We've been down, depressed too long. We've been sick too long. We've been spiritually discouraged too long. It's time to laugh. Amen. Laughter's like a good medicine. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. No joy, no strength. Hallelujah. The devil wants to sap you of your song. The devil wants to sap you of your victory. Hallelujah. But I got news for him. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit later. I got some bad news for him. Hallelujah. I'm going to put him in his place. You say you better watch out, Pastor. Hey, I've been doing this for 52 years. He's not going to get me, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He's greater. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't mind shouting and I don't mind laughing. Hallelujah. Jesus shouted. If he can shout, I can shout. Can you say amen? I remember when I started the ministry, I tried to be like someone else. I tried to preach like them. When I was preaching in Hawaii, 4 years in Hawaii, a man walked up to me and says, you sound just like that preacher. I was so embarrassed. I felt so bad. I don't want to sound like anybody else. I want to sound like John Lorton, that wild Indian. Hallelujah. That's what I sound like. I'm not very simple. I'm not very educated. Hallelujah. But I do know Jesus. I do know the Word. I do know how to follow Him. Amen. Praise God. Now I'm getting excited. In fact, I need some water up here. Hallelujah. And our tongue with singing. Hallelujah. And I love that worship service this morning. You know, the devil hated that service. You know, the devil hates the smile on your face. He don't want you to smile. Jesus had the greatest smile of anyone. Jesus had the greatest face and smile of anyone. And it made the devil mad. And they beat up on him. They slugged him. They spit on him. They pulled his beard out. And the psalm says they couldn't even recognize him after he come off that cross. He was mad. And there was actually no face left. But I tell you what, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to smile and start in spite of his attack. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to shout. I'm going to sing in spite of his attack. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to hold me down. Hallelujah. Well, I'm dignified. Well, I don't do that kind of stuff. I don't dance. Hallelujah. I don't shout. I don't raise my hand. Somebody might see me. Hallelujah. I beg your pardon. Who cares who sees me? I wanted to see Jesus in me. I wanted to see life in me. Hallelujah. That's what I want to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if I can't witness by preaching or witnessing by the word, I can do it by shouting and singing. Hallelujah. The Lord never uses me. That's because you don't raise your voice in church. Hallelujah. Don't behave yourself. Someone said, who let this guy out? Who let this guy out? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Bring back our captivity in Aberdeen, O Lord. Bring back our captivity in Grace Harbor, O Lord. Bring back our captivity in Tohola, O Lord. Can you say amen? I tell you, they need a revival down there. They need a move of God on that Indian reservation. We go down once a month and we preach and we have church. Amen. And people are touched. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Those that sow in tears, those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You ever heard of liquid prayer? Lately, I can't even pray without liquid prayer. What are you talking about? Drinking water? No, I'm talking about crying. Hallelujah. I'm talking about tears coming down. Where's the tears? Hallelujah. We sow in tears. Can you say amen? We cry out to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. This one's done. Help me, Lord. There was an old preacher got up. He was so boring. He had all of his notes. He never did look at the people. He just looked down and preached to the notes. The notes might have got saved, I don't know, but preached to the notes. Didn't dare look at the people, he'd have fainted. Somebody opened the window and a mighty storm blew his notes away. They said he preached the greatest message he ever preached. The Holy Ghost got a hold of him and started speaking through him. Oh, you want to open it for me? Okay. You know, before we got married, TBN almost got her. They wanted her so bad, but she was supposed to be with me. That's better than TBN, right, hon? I'll try to keep this real short. Those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed. You know something? You get a prosperity preacher, all they say, the seed giving, seed giving. The seed is the word of God that he's talking about. They that sow the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you know that I am a clam digger from the Quinault tribe. That's how I get some of my funds to survive and put food on the table. Well, I was out there digging, and here comes this lady. She's probably 60 years old, and she stopped by me, and she had a stroke. She said, I had a stroke, so she walked on. She had about 5 clams in her sack, and I felt sorry for her because I had a whole bunch of clams I wanted to give to her. Hallelujah. And she walked by, and she looked kind of sad, and she went down. I said, there's clams down that way. She went down that way. And she came back, and she still had 5 clams. And then she told me she had another stroke she had. And I says, well, my goodness. I says, do you know, sis, there's someone that's been looking for you? She says, where? 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 I says, he's been looking for you for a long time out here. Where? Where? On my hat, I have John 3:16. On the back of my hat says, Jesus Christ. I said, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you like to receive him? I had an altar call right on the clam bed. She got saved. Hallelujah. She got saved on the clam bed. That's the biggest clam I've ever caught. Hallelujah. Was a soul for Jesus. One day I was out there, and one day I was out there, I was so tired. I said, Lord, I'm so tired. I got up 4 in the morning. I'm so tired of this, Lord. My body can't take it. Mount me up to the wings of an eagle, Lord. Help me to dig those clams. So I go down the beach. It's dark. It's kind of, you know, the breaking of the day. And and there's clam diggers all over. A big eagle landed 20 feet from me. A big eagle landed 20 feet from me. And the Lord says, there. The eagle looked at me. I picked up the biggest clam I could find, and I threw it to that eagle. The eagle flew over to me. Amen. About 10 feet from me, reached down and grabbed that clam and looked at me and took off. But he left me the greatest gift, a warring feather that I have on my wall. When I get tired and discouraged, I look at that eagle feather and say, praise God, he mounts me up as an eagle. What are you doing with the eagle feather? Only the Indians can take them home. I'm glad I'm an engine. I'm glad I'm an engine. Are you glad what you are? I wasn't even supposed to do all this stuff. He shall continually go forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing. So doubtless shall come again rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with him. That's the harvest. When I was a kid, probably 7, 8 years old, we were very poor. And we didn't have a lot. And Dad had to open oysters in South Bend, Washington to feed all of us. So we struggled, and we ate chickens, and we ate the eggs. We ate rabbits and bear and deer and elk, whatever we find we'd eat. So Dad built this big garden out in the back. And he was so proud of his job, but once something happened. Those little black things came to steal the seed, called crows. They come to steal the seed. Amen. And then they come to take the harvest. Once it gets ripe, they'll come. Well, Dad did something that I never thought he would do. He built a scarecrow. And that scarecrow, he put it on a mound where the birds could see it, and it worked. And the crows didn't come back anymore. I'm getting to a point here, hallelujah. Jesus is not a scarecrow. But when they raised him on that cross, he was unidentifiable, praise God. Hallelujah. How did the demons come? And they wanted to kill him, hallelujah. They wanted to kill the seed and destroy the seed, hallelujah. He was on that cross, praise God. Praise God, hallelujah. And he said, it is finished. It is finished. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. It is finished. You know, that's just the beginning for us. It is finished. Hallelujah. When the devil comes, hallelujah, tries to take your joy, try to take your sickness, try to take your seed, try to take your word. Remember, Jesus died on the cross and he rose again for our healing and our deliverance. Our sister got up. And there's a spirit of disobedience in this place. Someone, if you don't repent, it's going to get worse. I'm saying this in love. You need to get on your knees, whoever that was, whoever that is, and say, God, forgive me. Set me free, Lord. And he will. Amen. Thank you for that word. I'm backing her up. Hallelujah. 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 He rose from the dead. I was dead. I really was. I was dead. So were you. In trespasses and sin. But Jesus came and removed the stone from my heart. And I asked him to come in. Let me tell you what, when he came in, you know, I finally figured out why I smiled for 3 days. After I gave my heart to Jesus, I could not figure out why I was smiling and no one else could. I couldn't get it off my face for 3 days, Pastor. And they thought I had a problem. I was on something. One of my workers came and said, what's your problem? What you on? I said, I'm on Jesus. I just smiled. I can't. I'm on Jesus. Hallelujah. I couldn't get it off for 3 days. I finally figured out what happened, and I could not believe what happened. I was the one out of 99 that left the fold when I was 14. Jesus came and left the 99, came to Bay Center, found me, and what he did was amazing. He put me on his shoulder for 3 days. That's why I couldn't get my smile. He rejoiced because he found the lost sheep. That was me. That was you. That was you. Hallelujah. Then he threw me off. And I said, where'd you go, Jesus? Where you at, Jesus? Then I realized it was the devil wanted to kill me. I'm still here. He couldn't do it. You see, a sheep, when it leaves the fold, you know what they do? You probably didn't ever hear this. They bog down. They will not budge. They're lost. And when a sheep leaves their fold, they don't pray anymore. They don't fellowship anymore. They don't want to be in church anymore. They don't sing anymore. They don't budge. You know what? They become a prey for the enemy. They become a prey for the enemy. And that's what I was, a prey for the enemy. I would not budge. You can't get me to come to church. You can't get me to come to church. My sister hound dogged me, come after me. She would not let up on me. And finally I said, okay, I'm going to go to church to get rid of her. I went to church. Lauren Fox was preaching. Nassau Washington Assembly. I was sitting out there. And I got a hangover, packs of cigarettes in my pocket, lost. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, something lit up over his head. I saw that. And it was like a halo, different kind of colors. And then he said, there's a young man in here getting your last call. And if you don't respond, you're probably going to split hell wide open. In the old days, they preached like it was. Scared the hell out of me. Well, it was in me. I'm sorry. Sorry, Facebook. Sorry. I cussed in church. I think that's the third time I did that in 52 years. She made me do it. I'm not your normal preacher. I like to, like Jesus. I'm going to read it and I'm going to close just for a minute. I'm just going to read it for a minute. And when the 70 returned in Luke chapter 10, verse 70, 70 returned with joy. Even the demons were subject in your name. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I'm going to just say, if he can deceive a third of the angels, how much more can he receive a human being? Easy. You better be glad you're born again. If you're not, you need to get saved and washed in the blood and repent of your sins today. Because there is a hell. And we're going to spend eternity either there or either there. And I made my choice. Hallelujah. I got my ticket out of here, and his name is Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to go down for the sake of time. Verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you've hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed it to the babes. Even so, Father, it seemed good to you. Hallelujah. That rejoice is could be translated jumping up and down and dancing in the Spirit. Whew, that's where I got that. That's what it could be if you want to look at it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm done. Praise God. Not done yet, but I'm done preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord praise and let's give the Lord glory. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. I know I stumbled through this message and stuff. I just, every time I plan and study and pray for 3 weeks, it doesn't come out that way. And I go home and say, what'd you say that for? Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good?
Yeah.
Thank you, Gideon, man, for those Bibles. Mayor, that's unusual. And I was down in California, we were preaching. And God called a man up, called him up to pray for him. Prophesied over him, the Lord threw me to him, right down the line. I didn't know, but he was the mayor. He was the mayor of that city down there. touched him and blessed him. The Holy Spirit. What happened to me a little while ago, Jesus walked up to me. I kind of bumped my shoulder sort of, and I almost lost it. I almost handed it back to the pastor. Then the same thing would have happened to him, I think. Father, we just praise you and thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, just touch your people once again, Lord. Mighty God, I just pray right now, Lord, that your Spirit of God will move upon your people. Those that need a touch from God, you're here to touch them, Lord. Those who hear that need a new song, you're ready to give them a new song. Those that's been held captive by someone or something, you're here to set them free. You're doing it right now, Lord, and we thank and we praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church weekly podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.